Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Taking a break from painting tonight, we've got a heck of a good show lined up here for you, and I can't wait. Man, I've had a long day. And this is just what I need to finish it up. Tonight, our special guest is Seraphim of Nazareth. Alternative music singer-songwriter. Seraphim, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. It is, I got a big fresh pot, or a cup of coffee, I should say. And a pot, too. And I am good to go. How have you been? It's been a minute since you've been on the show. About a year, eh?
Yeah, it has been about a year. Yeah, it has been about a year. It has been, yeah, absolutely. Well, I went on a hiatus. I did some traveling, and yeah, I had to go see my mom and things like that, family, things like that, and you know, finish up some projects and start some new ones. So you know, I just took a hiatus, and now I'm back.
Awesome. Well, it's, you know, sometimes that's the one of the great things as a creative person to do is kind of step away for a second, collect your thoughts, and then plunge right back into it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Well, I hope everybody's well, families wise, and you as well.
Yes. Yes. My mother's dodgy.
Well, very cool. Very cool.
Let me give my mom a shout out.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, there's nobody cooler, and, you know, none of us would be here without our respective moms and all that. So that's
exactly.
That's a good thing. Even though we sometimes give them a little bit of grief, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm a handful. Exactly. I'm a handful of my mom, so I just have to give her a shout out.
Which neck of the woods, part of the country were you raised up in? Was it the Midwest or the South, actually, I'm thinking?
It was both, because, well, my family, they're from the South, and so I was raised in Indiana. Yeah, I was raised from Mississippi, you know, area, yeah, and Tupelo, Mississippi, but I was raised in Indiana, and then I came here to L.A. Yeah.
And it was all downhill from, no, I'm kidding, I'm joking. The good thing about L.A. compared to Indiana is, you know, man, you don't have to shovel snow usually, and it's hard to do those Indiana winters once you've been in L.A. A winter, you know what I mean, or Southern California.
Exactly. Like, well, I'm just going to go back for this for Christmas, and I'm just thinking, oh, no, I'm going to dread the snow, I'm going to dread the cold, but I have to do it. You know, it's like holiday stuff. I'll just dress warm, basically. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you know, and you don't have that opportunity living in Southern California that much to do all the heavy winter clothes and all that kind of stuff. So that's, gives you a chance to use all those, make them earn their keep in the closet and whatnot.
Very, very true. Very true.
Do you keep a lot of that stuff? Are you a big clothes gal?
Yeah, I like fashion a lot. You know, I wear like a lot of leathers and things like that. You know, I like fashion a lot. Yeah, a lot of black.
I hear you. Well, that's cool, man. That is cool. Now you're working on you have an upcoming album, Chaos and Innocence, right? That's coming out.
Yes.
Later this month or next month? When can we expect that?
Well, what we're doing is, so we're finishing up the album, and so we're still promoting You Never Loved Me. And then after that, of course, you know, it's You're My Biggest Mistake. However, I'm working with some producers out of England. His name is Martin Price. He's an English producer. Yeah, so they do, you know, more like the dark wave, industrial, you know, rock. And so he's doing the last indie of my album. So, yeah, so basically once we wrap that up, then it'll be complete.
Nice. Very, very cool. Hey, guess what, Seraphim? Already we have a call. You want to take a call?
Sure.
Okay. I don't know who it is, but we'll see. Oh, it says here, Justin, you're live on the air with Seraphim Nazareth.
Hello?
Hello, Justin.
Hi. Hi. What's going on, Tammy?
Good, good, good. How are you tonight?
I'm doing phenomenal, man. A great show. I've been
Thank
on
you.
Hold for a while, so I'm excited to pop in.
Nice.
I really just wanted to know a little bit about the direction you're going to take the album. You know, you say you're working with the producers, and what is that doing for your sound going forward?
Well, I'm working with Jay Simino from Godhead and James Boas from Modern Weapon. So they're the ones that are like the creator and the foundation of my whole album, Chaos and Innocence. And, you know, like they're the ones like with the whole Nine Inch Nails, whole, you know, Dark Manson side, because he was dating Madonna and Gacy from that band. And so, you know, mm-hmm. it's a whole one big family, yeah. So basically my music is alternative rock, but still with the industrial dark angst end of it. And my producers in England, basically, they specialize in that kind of music too, like industrial goth rock. So
nice.
We're taking a direct, yeah. So it's going to be like a darker angst, you know, kind of like, like dark wave vamp. You Never Loved Me, but you know, keeping it sexy,
mm-hmm.
but still, you know, kind of, you know, gritty and dark.
Like, nice,
like
with an
rocker
edge on.
Chick. Yeah, exactly, like rocker chick style. Yeah.
Very cool. Now let me ask. Well, that's awesome, and you know, she's. You had mentioned you're working away on that. We're gonna play "You Never Loved Me" here in a little bit. That's cool, man. That is cool. I like that. I always kind of like that rocker chick, you know, edginess.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
nice, yes.
Out there in the the musical landscape, so to speak. You know.
Yeah.
No, that's something you've been involved with that type of sound for a while, or is this a new direction for you?
No, it's been for a while. I started out as Soraya Bishop in the underground goth scene in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I met like a lot of my major players at the time, you know, because I did like the whole goth rock and roll scene. And
right.
you know, I met Glenn Danzig, of course, you know, I'm, you know, just dropping a little bit, you know, names that I've met, you know, you know, like mm-hmm. genre, like, you know, Gene Simmons, of course, for the whole management, you know, thing. And then, you know, of course, the whole Godhead, Kidney Thieves, you know, Trent
nice.
Reznor. So it just, yeah, so it brings on, like, everybody that's in that genre. And just, like, I don't know, it's just, I was a little girl, that was me, I was voodoo. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
that has always been my style. That's why I wear blood. I always wear blood. Like, if you see me at an event or something, I have blood on. Because that's like
wow.
my thing, you know? You know what I mean? In my photos, you see, I always have blood on. That's like my thing, my trademark.
Mm-hmm.
My live shows, same thing you see, probably coughing blood everywhere. Same traditional, you know, Seraphim.
Nice. Well, you know, that's very, very cool. And a lot of people are into it, baby. A lot of people are
yeah.
into it. I've done my fair share of... you know, gals and a few guys that are rocking the black lipstick, you know.
yeah, exactly. Well, I went for the red hair. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I went for the red hair for You Never Love Me because, mm-hmm. you know, love is red. But I'm a blonde, though. I'm a blonde. But for that whole campaign of You Never Love Me, I did the whole red hair thing. You know, and
nice.
Greg Waterman shot it. Yeah, Greg Waterman, Rockstar Photographer Greg Waterman did my photo campaign for that with the red hair.
Well, that's very
so,
cool.
So is Justin still on?
Yeah.
Did he want to ask me another question?
Oh, actually, Justin moved along, but I'm glad he called in and we got a chance to talk to him briefly there. I just wanted to
yeah.
say I'm over. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a link to Seraphim's website, of course, seraphimnazareth.com, on our show page, on my website, etc. Wherever you're listening to the show, click on that. And you'll get over to her webpage, and you can see some of the photos that she's talking about. It's just fantastic. I love these a lot. You know, one of the cool things about the kind of the goth scene and the goth rock scene and whatnot is it's one of those scenes that's very endear. There's got a longevity to it. You know, it's been around for a long time.
Yes,
and,
yes, it has.
Compared to other scenes will come and go, and that seems to really resonate with people for decades. You know what I mean? It's crazy. I went to this. They had this. I remember when I was in college. Now this was a million years ago. I'm going to date myself a little bit here. They had this thing called the Gothic Convergence Festival. And I happened to be going to college, and I went to college in Boston. And that's where they had – it was a new thing, and they were having this festival. And they, every year it's in a different city. And this particular year was in Boston, and we went and had a great time. And it was just, you know, very, very cool, and wore our ruffled shirts and all that. And it was a lot of fun. Although we thought we were – more cool than fun, I think, looking back. But the thing is this was Convergence 2. And the other day I was curious, I was, I don't know, somebody had posted something about, like, now they're up to, like, Convergence, I don't know, 27 or something like that. I'm like, oh, my gosh, how did that happen? You know, it just seems a couple years ago.
Yeah, time flies, doesn't it?
I'm telling you, I feel like a vampire now, although I look more like
exactly.
a Frankenstein. I'm kidding, ladies and gentlemen. I'm kidding.
You're silly.
I know. It happens when you get old. You know what I mean? But that's cool. I really dig these this photo shoot. Now, who did you say took this? Because these are great photos here.
Yeah,
on your
photographer
website.
Greg Waterman. Yeah, Greg Waterman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sorry about
fantastic.
That. Yeah. And
no
then there's
problem.
A Fred. Fred did the other ones. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Very, very cool. Now, you do a lot, not just music. You write and make short films and do all
yes,
kinds
I
of
do.
Stuff.
Yes,
where
I
do you find time, Seraphim? Where do you find, I mean, you got a lot going on.
Well, I mean, I'm always creating. Even now, I'm creating my mind, always, like, you know, changing. And, like, today, I was, you know, we're talking about shooting Revelations of Bullshit End Times.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I'm about to choke here. Sorry about that.
Well, I tell you,
but
you know what we can do.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to let you get a sip of water, if need be, or red wine, if the case may be.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
I tell you what, let's
see,
do
but it's okay.
We, well, you know what, because I'm looking at the time and whatnot, I don't want to, I want to move things along, but it also, I want people to know about your fantastic music. So why don't we play your track and you can get a sip of water or whatever and
sounds perfect.
You know, a fresh soul there. No, I'm kidding, of course.
exactly.
We're going to play of Nezra's track. This is You Never Loved Me. And then we'll play it and we'll talk about it and we'll be right back. And I'm going to get a glass of water myself. So here
sounds
it is.
Great.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. That was Seraphim of Nazareth. You Never Loved Me. I dig that track a lot. Seraphim is currently choking on her glass of water. No, I'm kidding. she did run and get one.
Yes.
Seraphim, are you okay?
I am perfectly fine now. Thank you.
All right.
I just had to run and get the water. That's what I had to literally run and get the water. Because, yeah. So thank you. I was choking like, what the hell, dude? Like, well, I'm okay now. Thank you.
Very good. Very good. I tell you, last winter I did a show and I had every year I'll get, you know, the week-long cold or whatever that just seems to find me every winter. And this last one, it was one of those colds where I coughed a lot. And so I have a little button here called the cough button. And so you push it mutes you know what I mean? And you can cough during the show. And the problem was, is that just, I did the whole show with the thing muted, you know what I mean? I just couldn't talk. And finally,
my goodness.
I was like, you know what, let's just reschedule this because I'm in no position. But we don't have to do that tonight. So that's a good thing.
Awesome.
Very, very good. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrate, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
We're getting a jump on the holidays backstage at Macy's Backstage Happy Weekend Shopping Party. Fun, giveaways, great finds.
Plus, we get a free backstage tote.
And a $5 backstage gift card.
With any $30 backstage purchase.
Prices so low, we don't need coupons.
Perfect gifts.
Great home style.
Everything we need for holiday guests.
Macy's Backstage Happy Weekend.
Today and tomorrow.
Best weekend ever. Macy's Backstage. Savings for everyday life. Details at macysbackstage.com.
Now, tell us a little bit about, because I really like the song, You Never Loved Me.
Thank you.
It's a fantastic track. Was it a long process making that, or did it flow pretty quickly, or what was the, because it sounds perfect, but we're hearing the end
thank
result.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. But basically what you got is you got the cut down version of the song. You know, I wrote it, and then, and we had a studio session with my producers, Jason and Jameson. And basically, we're sitting there, and he puts in a song format for me because he knows how to structure songs. And, of course, I always overwrite. So, basically, he rewrites kind of like what I wrote, you know, and then we just put it down a track. So, basically, you got, like, the producer cut-down version of my emotion and my feelings, you know.
Nice.
Because it's way longer than that.
I hear you. Yeah. Well, you know, they have to do that because, you know, different, you know, stations have formats and whatnot.
Exactly.
And all of them.
Exactly. Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
The reality, Seraphim, if it's played in a strip club, you know, strippers, if it's too long, will fall over from exhaustion, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, that's awesome.
You know, it's funny. That's when I was awesome. A million years ago, when I was a kid, I think I was, I don't know, 17. This is in when I lived in Detroit. I got a job in a terrible strip club. It was not a nice strip club at all. This was, you know, just very bad. Some of the strippers would dance with ankle bracelets on, you know, like tracking bracelets. It was a bad strip
tracking
club.
Bracelets. Yeah.
And I, you know, but I was 17 and I got to work with naked gals and, you know, drink. And I thought that was pretty cool. But I was the world's worst stripper DJ ever because the girls would almost want to kill me. Oh, they would. Because I would put, well, number one, I'd listen to all this weird stuff. You know, I'm like, hey, you know, let's listen to this 9-inch remix of, you know, something by Depeche Mode. And they're like, that isn't stripper music. What are you talking about? You know, and they'd run up to the DJ booth, like all winded. What are you doing? You're killing us, man. And I'm like,
right.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That is hysterical.
Yeah, I lasted, I think, about a month and a half at that job. It was not a one of those. It was an adventure. That's all I can say. No, but I'm joking. But yeah, you know, you can't. Everybody, especially artists and whatnot, they want to hear it. You know, they want, especially when you're creating. I imagine you want that 9-minute Bauhaus,
yeah,
Bela Lugosi set
exactly.
thing going on. You know.
Well, I have a way more enough for a remix version, of course, you know, but this one, like, so we can get a record deal, basically, so I can get a better record deal. Yeah. So that's why, you know, we collabed like that in like the songwriting format, the legal appropriate for you know, songwriting format, that is. Yeah.
Right.
And
right.
So it's a team. We're a team, basically. You know, it's not just me. It's all of us together. We're basically a team.
That's fantastic. Now, do you have a set process, a set kind of way that you go approach writing a song, or is it different for every song?
Usually, it's different. However, if I get like an emotion, or I'll just hear like repetition of words, I'll just like grab a pen. I always use a pen, and I just like start writing down, you know, what I'm feeling, and usually just flows right out. You know,
nice.
Usually I'm set in darkness with candles, but however, today, you know, I'm not because I travel a lot. And
right.
So it's starting to accommodate that, you know. And, so usually it's just like, you know, just, I was writing ink and just write down everything that I'm thinking. And so that's kind of like how my writing process happens. And then I go into the studio, of course, like I said, and then like he'll read over my lyrics, and then like he'll pick up the pen and he'll start writing. So then he goes, how about that? How about this? You know? And I'm like, okay, I can see how you can change what I just said into that, you know?
Right, right. And at the same time, you want to break his neck. No, I'm kidding.
No, seriously, though. No, I'm just joking.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, it's sometimes what we do, we have to collaborate and, you know, I'm not in the music business. I'm a painter. That's what I do. I paint pictures of people.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's really hard. The majority of my business is doing commission work. And I would say 90% of it is. And, you know, people, you know, when somebody's writing a check, they're kind of the boss. You know what I mean? People will change their minds, you know. And I get it, especially if they're spending, you know, they're dropping a pretty thick dime. It's they're like, oh, well, we changed it. We want to do this color or that color. You know, can you put this in
exactly.
And you're like, I can because I got to buy groceries. So whatever.
Exactly.
You want.
But I'm very hands on when it comes to producing my tracks and my album. I'm like one of the boys. I'm one of the guys, you know. And so I'm very hands on in the producing aspect of it as well, you know. But and as in like the structure of the writing of the song, that's what he's an expert at, you know. So I may take three sentences to say one thing. And so,
I gotcha.
So he'll break it down to a shorter form and saying, okay, well, how about these words? You know, it'll mean the same exact thing, but flow, you know, more appropriately. And I'm like,
nice.
Yeah, okay, I can see how that would work out.
Well, and that's cool. And you know, it's really great when you can find somebody to work with that really kind of gets where you're going, or can see where you're trying to get to. You know what I mean? And say, hey, try this, you know, or. That might help. That might get you there quicker, well, you know what I mean, or more.
Well, I started as a poet. Like, I wrote a lot of poetry. Mm-hmm. So everything I do is in rhyme and rhythm, everything. But trying to explain to me that rhyme and rhythm, there's also another structure to it. So that's
right.
He'll make it a little bit longer, a little bit shorter, or he'll add or he'll take away. You know, so it's like I can rhyme all day long, you know. But it's like, okay, but is that the appropriate songwriting format, you know, structure?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where he comes in at, you know. But we collab, you know, perfectly together. Like, I have new producers that I'm starting to work with, and, you know, I'm getting some Japanese producers too, because I want to kind of go to Gwen Stefani, you know, direction,
mm-hmm.
where she worked with, like, the Japanese producers, like, the more, like, you know, industrial, like, club, you know,
still
dark wave. Yeah. So my next album is going to be, you know, a fun album. I just want just bring in the youth of the universe and the world, just like have fun. You know what I mean? Just like no worries at all. Just like have fun and enjoy life and do good to mankind, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm telling you, it's very popular right now. I was in the car earlier with my girlfriend, Danny. We were down in Miami doing some stuff, and she listens to all kinds of music, but today she was in a pop music kind of way, and she had on the whatever it was, the pop music station on the Sirius there in the car. And all of a sudden I heard this song, and I didn't recognize who sang it because I'm an old man. And but I'm like, man, listen to this music. Who's doing this? Is this sounds like KMFDM or something. I can't believe. She's like, no, Jamie, this is the new Taylor Swift song. I'm like, what? I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah, yeah.
No. I had to hit the button on the radio to see who it was. Yeah, she was right.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, new direction of music.
Modern
exactly.
Pop music. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Something new. Crazy. Yeah, so who knows? You know, and that's cool, though, but I dig it, you know. That's what I can say. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
In October, you can help others while you heal yourself. L'Apothecary Unique is donating a portion of our proceeds to the Cancer Center. L'Apothecary Unique is the place to go for holistic, gluten-free skincare products. Each product starts from scratch in Tennessee, where all the flowers and herbs are homegrown. Everything is handmade and made to order. L'Apothecary Unique also offers hair care, beard and mustache oil and balm, smudge sticks, blessings oil, and medicinal salves. Use the code THINKPINK the entire month of October to get 10% off your purchase. Remember, we're also donating part of every sale in October to the Cancer Center. www.etsy.com/shop/L'Apothecary Unique.
Crazy stuff. But I've always liked that kind of edginess, and I like industrial music and stuff. You know, it's
yes,
it's speaks volumes. That was the soundtrack of my youth. That was the sound. Stole many a cars listening to Ministry. I'm kidding. We about stealing cars. I mean, nothing like that ever happened in Detroit. No, just terrible.
Stealing cars in Detroit.
That's right. Steal them and burn them. No, I'm. Joking, do not send me emails.
Right.
People.
Still don't crash and then burn them. Oh my goodness.
That's right. Police will be at my door. It's all satirical, folks. That may or may not have happened.
Exactly.
Well, cool. You know, so it's not necessarily a new direction for you. It's just an expanded direction, it sounds like. That you're
exactly.
Going,
yeah. It is. Because, yeah. Like, I started out, like, yeah, experimental. And then went from there, of course, like the whole industrial goth, you know, and mm-hmm. the spoken word with the whole, you know, vamp vibe. And it's basically, I'm just going back to the foundation of who I am, you know, like I say, like mm-hmm. Soraya Bishop, that's me, you know, if somebody says that name, you know, I'm the only Soraya Bishop. But, you know, today I'm mostly known as Seraphim of Nazareth, hence the obvious, my spiritual growth. So that's what that mm-hmm. whole part, you know, came in at, you know, but I'm still the same artist. You know, I just grew and, you know, wisdom is key, you know, I build a lot of character or the things I've gone through in this town, this city, you know, I write movies as well. And, you know, and, yeah, so we're casting for the revelation of bullshit end times, the end of the world, because I mean, you know, yeah, it was, I call it bullshit end times because, I just have my own reasons, because at first I was calling Yahshua in times, but then I'm like, that's too religious, that's total bullshit, because, you know, mm-hmm. there's hidden doctrine, nobody really knows the truth, and, you know, when we meet them, what really happened anyway, we don't know these things. So revelation of bullshit in times is our idea what the end time will be, full of, you know, whether it's bullshit or comedy of God. So it's kind of like the afterlife, the afterworld. You know, like what would happen in the afterworld, like in heaven or in hell, or just like in a firmament, just like just random, you know, spirits. So, you know, basically it's like it's a dark comedy, you know. And like we said, you know, we will offend you. That's kind of like the tagline, we will offend you. And it's a very like young and you know, it's very free spirit, you know. And mm-hmm. it's nothing against God. It's nothing to disrespect God, obviously. We say bullshit in time. Just like there's so many prophecies about what's going to happen. But it's like, but when he shows up, will that really happen? Like, what if he really shows up and he ends up being a girlfriend of Lucifer? Like, mm-hmm. what if when he really shows up, he doesn't even fight back? Like, what if he really shows up? You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Nobody really knows these things. So our mind just takes you into the reality of the matter. And you know, what if it's not really what Revelation says it is? You know what I mean? Like, what if they're just like, they're fond of demons and they protect demons and not humans?
All right. Well, I guess one doesn't know until it happens, right?
well, that's what that's where the dark comedy comes in at.
Right.
So we illustrate that part. Yeah.
And really freak out the squares doing it. I'm kidding, of course.
Exactly. Yeah, they're like, oh my God, I'm like, no, no, it's a dark comedy. We will offend you. It's nothing against Christianity,
right.
Obviously. It's nothing against any kind of religion. It's just our mind expanding as a unity, as a human race, of saying, what if this God that they've been talking about, this gospel God, what if he's not even anything like they said? Like, you know, what if he shows up and he just basically just, you know, cowers out? Because he's called the Lion of Judah, you know, a brave lion. But then it's basically a dark comedy, you know, just
nice.
Expanding on what we already know, what probably will happen, but what could happen, you know what I mean? So it's just, you know, it's something that's young and fun and useful, and, you know, you can get a good laugh or two. Or you can yell at the TV screen when you see and hear it.
Nice. Well, I want to remind people, we do have a link to Sarah from the Nazareth's website, sarahfromthenazareth.com. We have a link on our show page and on my website as well. And when you get there, it's a fantastic website. There's all kinds of cool stuff over here and, you know, all kinds of links to all the social media, Sarah from social media and whatnot. You're all over the place, Sarah, with this stuff. I'm pretty impressed.
I am. So they can also go to Sin Icon Motion Pictures, and they can keep up on, like, you know, the movies that we're doing, the shows. And so we just now did a Sin Icon Motion Pictures YouTube, and basically those are the dailies that we put up on there. So I've already started adding dailies on my Sin Icon Motion Pictures YouTube. And So it was pretty cool, you know.
Very cool. Well, and, you know, that's a good thing. You know, one of the great things about the days we live in right now, or the nights, as you will, is all this. It's so cool to get the word out on things. You know what I mean? There's all these venues for that. And I know it's, you know, you turn on the news and there's terrible things happening and all this and that. But at the same time, and I don't mean to make light of any of that, but at the same time, you live in some really interesting times. Technologically wise, you know, like you can make a record or a song or a video or something. And within, you know, as soon as you post it, people in Japan are watching it, or China.
Exactly.
That amazes me. Because that wasn't always the case.
It wasn't. That's why I want to collaborate with the Japanese market with film and music, you know, because I mean, and their horror films is crazy, you know, like the movie
man.
Audition. Yeah, your horror scenes is crazy. It's super intense, and it's all really clever with, like, a Japanese filmmaker.
Oh, man, The Eye, that's another one. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. The Eye, yeah. And what's the Ring, The Ring as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, people in our market, in the American market here, and the Europeans to an extent, although there's some crazy Eastern European horror movies out there, you know, we watch stuff and we're like, oh yeah, it's so intense and blah. I'm like, that isn't any. Watch Audition. Are you kidding me? And,
I know. Oh my God, when I saw the movie Audition.
After seeing it.
Exactly. Yeah.
That will.
Pretty nerve wracking.
I'm telling you, man. Don't watch that.
Pretty nerve wracking.
Oh my gosh! I tell you, I get, you know, it's funny. I watch horror movies probably as much as any other kind of movie, but you know, I don't know, I don't get creeped out that much anymore. And I think what it is I'm like, I've seen a lot and whatnot. Last night I go to bed and I go in the bedroom and I don't turn on the light because my girlfriend's already asleep and whatnot. I don't want to wake her up. And there's a, I don't know what it was. There was a weird shadow on the window from like the street light across the, we have a palm tree out front, and it was blowing in the wind. And it was I don't know what it was. I caught it out of the corner of my eye, and, you know, I thought my soul was gone. They had come to get me. And
oh my goodness.
Freaked me out, man. I ran out of the room, into the bathroom, turned the lights on. I'm like, okay, I think I left her in there. You know, I'm like,
oh my goodness.
Oh, it still happens. And, you know, I couldn't go to bed then. I had to wait like an hour before I could go to sleep because I was just so, you know. And I get that when I hear good music or a good movie or whatnot. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I love horror. I love horror movies. Yeah.
Were you always a horror fan?
Yeah, I was raised with horror movies. My mother, she used to have a library from the ceiling to the floor, from wall to wall, every horror movie
you
could think of.
Wow.
Yeah. So every VHS tape, every DVD, every Blu-ray. So now she condensed it down because she has a projector downstairs. So now she does more of the Netflix and the chill
mm-hmm.
station, or she'll do Forensic Files. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, right.
Or
yeah, the murder
I'm like,
shows.
I'm
yeah.
like, Mom, yeah, Mom, that's like 24 hours, just like true stories of cold cases, or
right.
or what is called the first 48 hours, and she'll just have
yeah.
it on all day long. I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, like I can't do it. Like, I can do everything except for the Forensic Files.
Right.
I can't do it, Mom. Yeah.
We recently, I wanted to save some money, so we cut off our cable, because we have all these channels anyway, Hulu and Netflix, Amazon, all this kind of stuff, and I bought an antenna to put on the house, and, you know, so I can watch just regular local news or whatever, and I get like, I don't know, 40-some channels with the antenna, and two of the channels are nothing, now this is free, nobody, you know, that anybody could watch. They're over the air, and they're those forensic shows like that, you know, the crime shows.
Yeah.
And
yeah, exactly.
Like the true crime stuff.
Exactly.
And I'm like, wow, there's enough people watching these that, you know, somebody's, you know, I know it's not free to do that to broadcast this out, so they're, you know, they're going through the motions. There's enough of a market.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's cool. And some of that stuff, I used to know a girl that used to watch those all those a lot. And whenever I'd go to her place, I'd be like. Man, I hate to say it, but I wish some, you know, some new crime would happen because we've seen this one five times. I know what happened, you know? I mean, come on.
That's hysterical.
But there might be a break in the case. You know, and what can you do?
Oh, my goodness.
What can you do?
The streets of Hollywood, nothing happened this weekend.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. We have one that I like here. Again, I live in Florida, and that's, you know, all these weirdos live down here. And I shouldn't say that because I will definitely get emails for saying that. But there's a show, Stranger Than Florida or something like that. And it's all these weird crime show or like crime cases that happen, you know, here. And it's kind of weird because, you know, we'll watch it and we're like, oh, I know that area.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
You know, it's terrible. He lives next door. No, we haven't had that yet, so thank God.
Oh, that's the worst.
Well, here in LA, there's, you know, there's a lot of strangeness out there as well.
There is so much bizarre things out here in Hollywood, LA. You can't even believe it. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
But you have to just like look at it with a grain of salt and just smile and say you're in Hollywood, you know, and just keep moving,
exactly.
You know, because not everybody's on this, you know, not everybody's on the same frequency, if you know what I mean.
Oh, it's true. It's very true. When I lived out there, I was like, I don't think I was on anybody's frequency some days. But that's a whole other story. No, but it's, you know, it's where you're making dreams. That's the place to be. That's where, you know, magic happens and music and movies.
Exactly.
And games
exactly.
Now. Somebody asked me the other day about video games. I can't believe how much money is in that. I'm like, wow.
I know, for sure.
Well, that's what we got to do. We got to get a Seraphim of Nazareth video game, you know, where she goes around L.A. and, you know, doing this and that and playing
exactly.
shows.
Exactly. Exactly.
Disney will want to make
for sure.
I'm telling you. So that's cool. So the album's in process, and this will be out. What do you think? First year, or do you think it'll be out sooner than that?
Well, we're just gonna do like Dom was saying, like you know, we should have, you know, something presentable, the end of November, you know, but we think November, December, January is so close to the new year. So I'm like, it's so close to the new year, but I'm thinking of saving the entire release for the whole album until at least January, so we get like a whole year promotion. So it won't be 2017, it'll be 2018. So
right.
So I'm like, we're in November, Then at the same time, it's January, so we have, a month and a half left. So I'm like, okay, so we can, you know, present this single and maybe one more single and the rest of it in 2018, like January, like the whole album. So that way it won't it won't be like 2017 and we're still going in 2018. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm writing a note right now, my little pad of paper here, to get a hold of the fine folks at Natty Celebrity Services over there who you work with and, to get you back on the show when that's ready. I definitely want to have you back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I'm pretty, like I said, pretty blessed to work and collaborate with my producers, you know, because they're very, very talented. And, I'm just grateful to have such a tight family, you know, and we all, you know, it's not just a one-way thing. It's not just, you know, surf them. So that's why I give a shout-out to them as well, because they work hard as well. Without them, you know, I'm one part of the puzzle, and they help, you know, bring the whole words or the lyrics or the my world that I see in my head alive. So it's not just me, it's them too. Yeah.
Right. Well, and it's cool, and you've found the right people that to do it, you know, and it's very, very awesome. My advice, Seraphim, to you is just keep doing what you're doing. You're real good at it, you know, real good at it.
No, thank you.
And,
thank you.
You know, I can't wait to hear more. It's really good.
I can't wait to present more. Oh my god! Like, cause the next one is your biggest mistake, and that was amazingly as good as You Never Loved Me. You know, so so it's like this journey of emotion during this whole album, and like this one interview, he said, I hate to be the guy that you wrote these songs about. You never loved me. You're my biggest mistake. And I was sort of laughing.
Man.
I was like, you know, I never really thought of it like that. You know, he's like, you have me read the video, at least. Yeah. So, you know, so I'm, like I said, I'm just like, you know, I've got everything out that I wanted to get out, like written down. And so now it's time for me to say, okay, let it have its own life, let it have its own pulse, let it breathe, you know, and just enjoy it. My music videos, just have fun with my music videos, you know. If I want my ex to be my video, then let it be my video. If I want to audition, you know, an actor to be, you know, so like, I just want to have fun and live life, and I want them to be happy too. Because, you know, it's nothing personal, obviously, you know. Yeah. You know, it's just, you know, we're in Hollywood, you know, it's like, it's everybody comes in with a dream, and some make it, but most don't, you know? And, so I'm one of the ones that I'm like, I'm here, I'm staying here in Hollywood, and I'm doing my career.
Nice.
And I haven't had
full
boyfriends I can write about.
That's right.
You know what I said? You know what I said?
Nothing wrong with that. That's awesome. Oh my gosh. Seraphim, I'm looking at the time and it goes by so quick. So you're always so much fun when you're on, and I always have such a good time. Such a good time.
Thank you.
I can't wait for you to be on again. So that's very, very cool. Any final shout outs or anything like that before we wrap things up?
Shout out of course to Don McNally, my publicist. And, you know, like I said, you know, I'm into, you know, doing features and collaborations with other artists, you know. So, you know, of course, I can contact, you know, Dominic Natty for that purpose. Shout out to my mom, you know, Dorothea Dottie, you know, good pastor. That's my mom. Shout out to Wee King, you know. I have a son, and so he can be joining. He's in music. And so you'll be hearing from him real soon. Yeah, oh, my God. He's Asian. He's not Vietnamese. And he's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful child. When I say child, he's still a kid to me, but he's, you know, he's not a kid. And, you know, so I'm really happy to introduce him to the world because you don't know what he is. Everybody's like, what is he mixed with? Like, you know, he's Asian. He's Vietnamese. He's Laos. But, of course, mixed with Creole, you know. So he has his own music style going on, yeah. So you'll be hearing from him soon, me promoting, you know, Little Kingster, Little Wee Q.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. Very, very cool. And like I said, folks, the websites to go over and check out, of course, seraphimofnazareth.com, and also sinicon motionpictures.com,
yes.
I should say. And
yes,
we have
exactly.
links to both of those up on the show page here. Very, very cool. Well, as always, Seraphim, it's been a pleasure and so much fun when you're on. You know, have a great holiday, and say hi to moms for me when you out there and
I will. You too.
Do all of that.
You
and
too.
Stay warm. Remember, it's not flip-flop weather out there. So
I know, right? I will try. I mean, it's already getting my throat already.
I'm telling you. It knows. It remembers. Yeah. It remembers.
It does. Crazy. I need to scarf my neck, like wrap my neck with scarves and stuff, you know?
Exactly.
So, I mean, yeah, because I just see now, I'm trying to come down with a cold or something. I'm like, this is not happening. No, I will not. So I'm using hot tea and stuff, you know.
That's all you can do, you know. I hate that feeling when it's coming on, too, because you're just like, oh, no.
Yeah.
No. I got too much to do.
Exactly.
Cool. Very, very. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this show, of course, will be, let's see, what is tonight? Tonight is Wednesday. We will be back tomorrow night. We've got a fantastic horror, well, he makes all kinds of movies, but he's got two new horror movies coming out. Justin Price will be on tomorrow discussing The 13th Friday and The Elf, a Christmas horror film that has just come out on video on demand. So tune in tomorrow for that, 10 o'clock on the East Coast here and 7 o'clock on the West. This show, of course, tonight's episode will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media streaming platforms, including up on iTunes for free. So if you are listening, on their podcast page. And if you're listening to the show in the future on iTunes, well, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor. It doesn't cost anything. Hit that ratings and review. It keeps us up at the top of the page. And baby, what can I tell you? The view's always from above, you know? It's just the way it is. We sure
exactly.
it. We appreciate it when you do that. So we are out of here. Seraphim, thanks again, man. And I mean it.
Oh, you're
welcome. Keep doing what you're doing.
You're
so good at it.
I will. Well, thank you. Nice. The pleasure to be on your show again. I always enjoy being on your show.
Now we love having you, too. Awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you tomorrow night. Have a great night. Keep your powder dry. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.